It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? Just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everybody. Welcome on this fantastic Saturday to the Mark Lloyd Show. We appreciate you hanging with us today. Not only myself, but the rest of the crew. We are scattered throughout this beautiful country of ours. Seminole Bill is somewhere. I'm somewhere. And Terminus Eric is back at HQ. But first of all, let's get an update on how Seminole Bill is doing. Seminole, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Doing all right, you know. Been over here in Northwest Florida with some family and take care of some things. But all is well, and appreciate you being here today to, you know, enjoy the Sports Talk Saturday.
Absolutely. I'm down in Orlando, and Terminus Eric is holding down the fort up there at HQ in Tallahassee. How's it going, Eric?
Doing good, man.
Excellent.
Always a man of few words.
Yeah, I know. That's for sure. Well, you know what? We say it every Saturday, and I am a broken record, but because we only have 1 hour, it is always jam-packed. We do have so many things that we want to get to, and we never really ever accomplish our goal of touching on all the different things. But most of the time, we hit the most important stuff that we know is intriguing to everybody out there, and usually it involves a pick skip. But there's a lot of different sports that are going on right now. But the one thing that I like, and we're going to get into it in a little while, for whatever reason, Seminole Bill, I love polls in anything. You know, like I love top 25s. I love a poll. I was reading, and this is how much I love polls, is that I was reading the top 20 episodes ever of Game of Thrones, and I'm reading it on RollingStone.com, and I'm getting upset. And I'm like, gosh, that always does. That's why you create a poll, right? How many people were getting upset with us when we came out with our polls? And people, oh, what do you mean? You know, and I'm saying, it's kind of funny. It's just always intriguing. Do you enjoy, like, the whole top rankings of no matter what it is? It could be top vegetables, top college football teams, top Game of Thrones episodes. Do you enjoy that, too?
I am a habitual clicker on those type of things. I have to see what is supposed to be the standard, you know, and then again, see if I agree with that standard. And that is, again, the reason to have a click. There you go. It's right there. Polls are great. They always create debate.
Yes, that is true. Polls always create debate. No rhyming pun intended right there. So there is a CBS Sports put it out, and we're going to get into this poll in a little while. The top 20 or top 25 or something like that, college football coaches. And it's just so funny when I start reading it. I'm going, are you kidding? What? I can't. You know, just those are some of my reactions. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Plus, you know, with baseball cranking up, and I know fantasy football is probably the biggest, but I want to talk a little fantasy sports. I'm not a guy that plays it, but I have some interesting questions that I would like to pose to everybody out there, that our audience, and even you, Seminole Bill, about the fantasy sports world. But before we do any of that, let's talk a little Florida State football. Actually, let's talk the NFL draft, as we always do as we lead up to the draft. And the countdown's down now. What, about 2 weeks, some of them?
It's
right around there. But the reason we're bringing it up is for all you Florida State fans out there, we know that Florida State had its pro day on Tuesday of this past week. And first of all, you know, you should just stand up and start clapping your hands for the job that Jimbo Fisher has done.
Yeah.
Over the past 5 years, what the talent that this guy has accumulated in Tallahassee is quite evident, not only in wins, not only in a national championship, not only in a Heisman Trophy, But what Jimbo has done with just talent that is moving on to the next level, I think they have a chance. And correct me if I'm wrong, Seminole Bill. I think they have a chance to tie and possibly break the most players drafted in a three-year period. The record is held by, hang on, by the Canes and also USC. So it was the Reggie Bush era, and it was also the 2000 to 2002 kind of Miami Hurricanes era. So that three-year span, and they have a chance to do it. I think it's 28 or 29 players possibly get drafted over 3 years. That's incredible, Seminole Bill.
That really is. I just speak volumes to, you know, I mean, if you think back when all the back when it was the coach in waiting and all the stuff that was going on and people questioned, is this the right guy? I mean, wow. I mean, this definitely was the right guy for FSU at the right at that moment where you needed to have a great coach come in behind a legendary coach. What an amazing hire that really turned out to be.
It really is. And then who you tip your hat to is Bobby Bowden.
Oh, of course.
Bobby's the one that, you know, he was always tight with Jimbo, but he's the one that recognized that this should be the successor. This is the guy that has the same vision that Florida State fans have, the same vision that he has, and he's an all-around good guy, and that he's going to do great things for the program. And the thing is, too, Bill, is that not to get off too much on a coaching tangent here, because I want to talk about the actual pro day, but you know, there's so much to being a head coach. That's why there's so few many really good ones out there, because you have to master recruiting, put a check mark in Jimbo's box. You have to master or hire somebody that can develop a quarterback, not necessarily one that goes on to the NFL, but develop a quarterback that is really good in college football, or you are not going to win. So put a check mark for Jimbo in that arena as well. And then you have to recruit, I guess, coaches in a way, too, and have the foresight knowing that there's going to be attrition, especially when you're doing well. They're going to leave, and you have to be able to fill those slots as fast as you fill them. They might be leaving, so you always have to be thinking way down the road, and just, I guess just a tremendous organizer. I mean, do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it was we've been very fortunate to have back-to-back in that way. I mean, you know, Bobby was the same way. Coach Bowden was the same way, you know, when he came through. He was a very good coach that got other things going to help him, you know, be the CEO, if you will, of the whole thing. The next guy we looked at the coach. He had lots of great coaches that he had under his tutelage, and you can see that as we geared up and started really rolling along through the mid-'80s into the 90s. You know, after we got our success going, people came tapping on people's shoulders to come coach this program, come with me over here. And you're right. You have to understand that that's going to happen. It shows a mark of success when your coaches are being asked to go elsewhere to coach.
Yeah, absolutely right. And once again, you applaud Jimbo, because at Pro Day this past week for the Florida State players, all 32, that's right, all 32 NFL teams were there. Holy cow. That's huge. That's incredible. That's remarkable. And Florida State has a chance to have another, I think, 12, you know, between 10 and 13 players drafted, I think is kind of like the speculation that's going on out there.
Mark, have you ever seen a pro day? And I'm not trying to just embellish with FSU, but I can't remember a pro day getting that kind of coverage before.
No, not all 32 teams. No, it just doesn't happen.
Just ESPN being there at the pro day the whole day, pretty much. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen that, at least in the past 5 to 10 years I can remember.
Well, you know, they continue to have a presence. I mean, they were there at the Canes, but it wasn't like it was at Florida State. But there's a part of me that's cynical too. That it's almost like, to me, it's ESPN's last shot at trying to bring down a famous Jameis when he's still kind of basically in a Tallahassee area with a Florida State uniform and Florida State insignias all around the place. It was almost their last chance to let's interview him. And I don't know who did it. I don't know if it was the ESPN reporter that did it, that he did a sit down with. I think it was, but it was almost like, are you serious? Out of 10 questions, 9 are about your credibility still. Not about your arm strength, not about baseball, how that's helped you, not about, you know, the Buccaneers, and not about not attending the draft. It was all about, well, why should they trust you? Oh, why should, and I'm going, really? I mean, so that's why I was laughing. I was like,
you're right. But the other side of that coin that I saw was maybe some of the other folks at ESPN got the message that they were, you know, pushing a little bit too hard, because it seemed like they were doing all they could to try and say some proper things as well.
I didn't see that, so I'm glad you're telling me that.
I think they realized they may be stretching the FSU a little bit.
Well, yeah,
that's for sure. We'll push back.
And what I also find interesting is just the pro day concept, Summer Bill, and this is what I wanted to get into a little bit,
right,
is that it just seems like it's just a waste of time. And right. I actually heard one respected, you know, journalist out there, as former NFL guy or whatever, just almost saying that, you know what, it's one of these days, one of these quarterbacks, like a Jameis, is going to say, you know what, I'm not going to have a pro day. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to show up to the combine. What he's going to say is, you know what, guys? I have 25 games, 35 games on tape. What else do you want me to do? That's the real stuff right there. Not me throwing a football when there's no pressure and nothing around other than you idiots standing there staring at me. I get an interview because we want to get to know you. You know, I completely understand that. But the whole running and jumping and doing all of that, that we're going to put so much, even though I enjoy it, don't get me wrong, I enjoy it, but I just find it comical. I really do. It's almost like their need, they could still have it, but don't expect the top guys to go. And they shouldn't have to go. And they shouldn't be guilted into going. And they shouldn't be talked down upon and saying, oh, they're going to drop in the draft if they don't go. Guys like Carlos Williams from Florida State needs to go. You know, he doesn't really know where his position is, but he knows he's a great athlete. So let me go wow them, because maybe they don't know that. But for the Jameis Winstons out there, the Marcus Mariotas out there, you know, the Leonard Williams out there at USC, Dante Fowler Jr., what are they doing? I mean, really, are you going to think that much more highly of Fowler if he runs a little faster than you thought? I don't know. It's kind of. I wish that they would kind of boycott it. Something, and I'd like to see what the reaction is.
Huh. Interesting. I hear what you're saying.
Do you take anything out of it, Bill? I mean, do you take?
If Winston threw the ball
into the ground. Wait, let me ask you this as an answer. If Winston threw the ball into the ground or missed 20 throws, are you going to sit there and go, "Ooh, man, you know what? Scratch winning the national championship. Scratch all those comebacks." I just don't think he's the number one pick. I mean, would you come to that conclusion?
It would be very hard to dismiss what you've seen on film already. And you know, seeing game situation, which is really, to me, the biggest demonstrator of what your ability is. Pads on, guys rushing in, pressure, you know, game situation, all that. Making those throws in those situations are really where it's at. But, you know, I guess in some ways, the pros know that sometimes, you know, each school will have their own way of measuring a guy. You know, a guy in the program is, you know, 6'3" and a half instead of 6'2". Measuring with cleats on, with cleats off. Want to see, you know, if he really runs the reported 4.42, or is it a 4 flat? Quarterback-wise, guys do make the decision not to throw sometimes. That kind of always a touchy issue this year. You know, Jameis and other throw, which was, you know, something different for some of the, you know, I guess Manziel did his own little thing too. But people react different ways, and they want to see something. The scouts want to be the witness of it right there on the field at that moment. They want to put their own center. They want to see what you're going to say in the interview process. If we've got other things to evaluate, such has been the case for Jameis, you know, let's get eye to eyeball with the guys, that kind of thing. I guess in their own way, it's their way of evaluating one further step, because they're getting ready to make this huge investment at some point. So it is interesting, though, that you haven't seen some people just say, no, forget that mess, I'm not doing it.
That's true. So, I mean, that's a good perspective that you put out there. I do understand it, but for some of the top guys to actually go out there and perform, I don't get it. I get measuring them. You know what I mean? I get that.
Yeah.
But Bill, do not go anywhere, Somerville, because I got another question for you about this whole pro day stuff. Also, a little more draft talk, and then we'll get into the top college football coaches. All that coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
This is the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for being a part of the show. And similar Bill, we also want to thank our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network, who protect our identity every day with a Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection program. All you have to do is give them a call. Let them start protecting your identity today at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
Bam. Way to go, Simple Bill. Okay, before we went to break, we were talking about pro days and everything. And the other question I wanted to ask you is that it does bother me a little bit how we just don't put as much emphasis. I guess when something is close between two players, I think you have to go to the tape. I think you have to look at the person's career throughout college football, where they went to play, who they played against, basically, and how did they do. And in the biggest situation, what kind of player were they? And the reason I bring this up is because a lot of teams have Kevin White now going ahead of Amari Cooper. Cooper, the wide receiver out of Alabama. Kevin White, the wide receiver out of West Virginia. And I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that people have in the mock drafts White being taken before Cooper. White might be a good wide receiver. He had a good senior year. But before that, his stats and his career does not even compare to Amari Cooper's. And Cooper is, it's not like he had a great college career, yet he's only 5'8". No, he's ideal in everything that you need for a wide receiver. And to now say because of the combine that White should be ahead of Cooper based on being, I think they're a tiny bit taller, maybe 5 pounds heavier, and maybe he ran. I mean, it's not like Cooper was slower, but Cooper ran in a 4.4s, and White just ran a little bit faster. But at the same time, though, when it comes to acceleration, and it's not all about the straight-ahead speed. But, Bill, how can you put Kevin White ahead of Amari Cooper? I just don't understand that.
It's interesting because, like you and I said, Amari has proven himself over the years. I mean, in a tough, tough conference. Obviously, you know, we get on the SEC a little bit, but week in, week out, he's playing top-notch competition.
Yeah.
A few, maybe one or two games, you know, against a lesser opponent, but for the most part, people are either, you know, NFL caliber type players almost every game. So, you know,
he's the star on the field. And it's not like, Bill, it's not like in his defense also, it's not like he had Jameis Winston throwing him the football either. You know, he had guys that were not, you know, not necessarily, they're not even playing in the NFL.
Right, right. He had to basically, you know, just looking at the last few years, you know, Alabama's had a couple of great receivers come out over the past few years. And so those, you know, it's not so much a system as it is that the fact that those are quality athletes, you know, highly recruited athletes that are really, really on top of their game coming in. And they were, you know, they maintained that level against, you know, amazing competition. So, again, the one big year, you know, out of this, out of White, you know, ranking it against the rest of the career for Amari, I would say consistency tells me Amari is going to be at least, you know, the top dog, you know, head to head going down, you know, throughout the pros.
Yeah.
I mean, the longevity has to speak something to the fact that he's.
If you had a draft pick, who do you take it? Cooper?
I'm taking Amari. Amari.
Yeah, me too.
All the way.
That's it. That bottom line. Okay. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that I love polls, and so does Simo Bill. Just rankings of any kind. It does. It sparks great debate. And CBS Sports, for those of you out there, you can follow along if you want. Jump online. I found this poll that they had the top college football coaches. And it goes further than top 20. But I wanted to start at number 20 and just go down real fast and just not necessarily comment on each one. But there's even at like number 20 is David Shaw, 19 is Bobby Petrino, 18 is Brett, Arkansas's head coach, Brett Bielema. That's it. 17 is Frank Beamer. 16 is Bill Snyder. See, now that's the first one I go, really? There's 15 better coaches than Bill Snyder in the country? And I just find that hard to believe because the guy has nothing out there. He basically wins with JUCO players. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely at an outpost in a foreign territory. Because what he does to get people out there is, to me, amazing.
It is. That's why I'm saying as a coach, and he still competes with the best teams, not just his the best teams in the country.
Right.
I don't know. I think that he should be a top 10 coach all day long. Maybe they're penalizing him for his age, but I thought that poll was just strictly about coaching. Then you have Mark D'Antonio of Michigan State, Mark Helfrich of Oregon at number 14, Brian Kelly of Notre Dame at number 13. Now, see, this is where I think that Kelly should be a lot lower.
Yeah.
Because he has really good talent, but he just can't put it together. And he's supposed to be an offensive guru, and his offense sucks. I mean, he's always had issues. He had, you tell me, when has his offense lit anything up? Even the year he brought them to the national championship game, it was all about the defense. And then they got smacked. A lot of people said they should have never been there. But I would not put Brian Kelly at number 13 out of the 13th best college football coach. Would you?
No, I definitely would have him, you know, further back in the pack.
Yeah, I mean, put him around 20 or in the 20s and stuff like that. But, all right, number 12 is Chris Peterson in Washington. He always did great things at Boise State. You know, I think the jury's out. Now that you're playing with the big boys constantly week in and week out, let's see what he does with the University of Washington.
Right.
Art Briles comes in at number 11 for Baylor. And, you know, should he be in the top 10? I don't know. I think that where he's ranked right now at number 11, I think that's a good ranking. And here's why. Is because he is creating Baylor football. He is developing talent. I mean, you know, he had RG3. It's not easy to replace a Heisman Trophy winner. And then he brings in Petty, who is going to get drafted as well. So, you know, he started something there. And right now, Baylor is arguably the best team in the state of Texas.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, Who'd have thunk that a few years ago? You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a couple of quality ball players, great receivers coming through there, and he's done well for it. He's done a great job.
Yeah, and he's continuing. Here we go. Top 10, some of the Bills. Let me see if you guess it real fast. SEC coach.
Top 10?
Yeah, he's the 10th best coach, according to this poll on CBS Sports. 10th
Rick.
Best college football coach. Rick, good guess, but no. Gus Malzahn of Auburn.
Those are my two. So.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think that's a good ranking for him. I mean, you know, he's brought him to a – I think he's done a good job. He's brought him to a national champ. Yes, they lost. But, you know, they played well last year. I think he's on his way. I think offensive-wise, you know, he is an elite talent. He does have some interesting stuff that he does. And he was – his quarterback basically is a defensive back that he had back there. So I think that's a good ranking for Malzahn. Do you agree, 10th?
Yeah, I think it's fair. He would have been in my top 10.
Number 9 is the new boy on the block, even though he's an old guy in a way, is Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Right.
And I guess we're putting him at 9th based on what he did at Stanford before he left for the San Francisco 49ers, and now he's back with Michigan. So I guess 9 is fair. You know what I mean? Let's see what he does. He did great things at Stanford, though.
Right, he did.
Number 8. All right, Simon LaVille, you ready to get fired up? The 8th best coach, which I think this is just a joke, they're saying is Jimbo Fisher. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah.
In 5 seasons, he has won at least 10 games.
You have to remember.
3 ACC titles and a national championship and a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, there's only probably a few coaches that can say that to play that top 10.
We're not basing it on what somebody did 20 years. We're talking right now.
Mm-hmm. Hot now. I would say he's as hot as most. I mean, just the recruiting alone that he's done to in the past 5 years. I mean, FSU, you know, even minus Jameis Winston, is still pretty loaded.
I think, and then we'll get to the rest, but Fisher should be ranked number 3. He should be considered the 3rd best coach in college football for what he's done since he's taken over a Florida State program that he brought back. I mean, when he took over, it's not like they were winning, you know, 12 games. I think when he took over, they just won the Gator Bowl or something, right? Somebody had a great game for Bobby before he left. That's what I'm saying. So, I got a real tough time swallowing that pill. And then, okay, so here's who's in front of Jimbo Fisher. 7 is Mark Richt. Now, I think Richt is a good coach. He's not ahead of Jimbo Fisher. Come on. I mean,
doesn't have an actual title, has he got a Heisman Trophy winner? I don't think so, right?
No. He has neither.
No, right. He recruits well. He's well thought of in the college rankings. He plays in a great conference. But
he hasn't even played for a national title.
No, that's what I'm saying. He hasn't even been to the game yet. So, it's interesting. It'd be nice to know the criteria because I don't see him being a head coach Fisher.
No, not at all. Okay, number 6. And see, here's my thing, is that is the poll based on right now? Like, who is the best coach right now is the way I'm taking it. And so they have 6 Steve Spurrier, and I just think that's a joke. You can't be in there if your team had a debacle like you did last year. He's never played for the big game since he left Florida. And then even at Florida, they were always a really good team, but he wasn't playing for a national championship every single year. He did incredible things there, no doubt about it. But
yeah.
I mean, there's just no way that he still should be 6th best coach in the country and ahead of Jimbo and even ahead of Mark Richt. I disagree on both that.
Yeah, he's a top 10 coach. If he was available, would you want him coaching your team? That's what a top 10 coach is. You want that guy if he's out there for your team right away. And is he that? Yeah, he brings the what's the word you used to use, the star, the rock star treatment. You know, he would be one of those kind of coaches. But I don't know at this point in his career if he merits that ranking based on what South Carolina has done, or rather they haven't done in the past few years.
That's right, whether they haven't done. And you're right, there's no doubt he's a rock star, but that's a different poll that we could do one of these days. All right, number five, I think he's a really good coach. I think he should be in the top 10. Once again, I mean, Gary Patterson at TCU has done, I mean, from Conference USA to the Mountain West and now the Big 12. I mean, the guy does, you know, great things with a program that nobody's ever even heard of, Texas Christian University. And last year, possibly they should have been in the college football playoff. And he's done it for a little while now. But now, you know, in this upcoming year, he should be top three team preseason. I can't imagine him not. Agree or disagree? But do you think he's the fifth best coach? Once again, I don't think he should be ahead of Fisher, obviously.
I don't see how you're ahead of a coach if you are at this moment on top of your game. This, you know, the last 2 years, 3 years, he won a national title. And, you know, also been in the college football playoffs the first year. You know, 2 years in a row, you have your team right there on the precipice of winning the title. Both times.
Number four is Les Miles, and I think this is a perfect spot for him.
He won the title in 07, right?
He won the title in 07. He played for another one in 2011. He has a great personality, but, boy, he knows how to coach the talent because, you know what, Bill, you know as well as I do. You can bring in all the five-star kids you want, but you still got to coach them. You still got to make everybody happy.
Yeah, you got to develop your players, and you've got to get them to gel. And that's one thing consistently over the past. He's always, you know, even when he's been hit with injuries or decimated by, you know, people leaving early, he's reloaded that team a lot.
There's no doubt about it. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will unveil the top three. And see if someone will agrees or disagrees with the top three college football coaches according to the CBS Sports poll. All that coming up right here. Stay with us on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Talking a little college football right now, which is never a bad thing in my book. But right now, also, let's talk about Fraud Protection Network and how they can protect your identity today, your identity today, not only yours, but your whole family, your friends, anybody. With the RapidPro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program, call them right now. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call them 855-203-0683. Let them start protecting your identity today. So, Bill, he doesn't always like the call, but he loves to visit their website at
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
There you go. I thought you were going to miss it on that one.
No, right,
here we go. Before we went to the break, here's the top three. College football coaches, based on a poll done by CBS Sports. Bill and I have mentioned that we love polls and rankings and stuff, and it's always great debate. For Florida State fans, real quick recap, Florida State, Jimbo Fisher came in at number 8, which I completely disagree with. I think he should be 3, the third best coach right now in college football. Ahead of him is Mark Richt, also Les Miles, Gary Patterson, and Steve Spurrier, which I disagree on all of them. Number 3. Who do you think it is, Simon LaBelle?
Oh, good.
Big 12 team.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Bob Stoops comes in, and outstanding coach. And he is just a – you know, he's won a national championship, which is awesome, which, you know, in order to be at the top, I think you got to be qualified with that. So I could see Stoops being at number 3. I think I'd put him at number 5 just because it seems like so many times he has talent that they don't – something goes wrong, you know, down the road. Something goes wrong, and then they don't always show up in the bowl game at all. And so he gets the name Big Game Bob because lots of times Big Game Bob doesn't have his team ready or something goes wrong. But, he, you know, he's a solid coach, but I think he should be coming in around number 5. Agree, disagree, Bill?
I can see him, you know, a couple spots further down, mainly because of what you just said. He's had some, you know, great teams out there. His defenses are always, you know, usually pretty solid. The last few years he's had to, you know, get more offensive, you know, with his schemes to produce points. But, yeah, I'd like to see him, you know, in that big game. You know, I'd like to see him in that championship game.
So, number 2. All right, obviously we know who the top 2 are. What do you think the ranking is, Seminole Bill? Number 2 is who?
Oh, good grief. You know what? Throw it at me because I'm drawing a blank right now for some reason.
So, we knew it was going to come down to Urban Meyer and Nick Saban.
Well, yeah, I would think Saban would be number 1. You know,
yeah, but, Saban's number 1.
I mean,
Urban Meyer comes in at number 2. You know, he's won 3 national championships. Even though he just brought in every hooligan that there was in the Florida, did not care at all who came to play there. He did win 2 national championships with Florida. Comes back and probably did his best coaching job. When I mention hooligans, by the way, folks, when Urban Meyer was at Florida, keep this stat, Florida State fans, keep this stat, 31 arrests of his football players. 31 arrests.
Yes.
You know, Bill, I think even if you're trying to do that, it would be hard to do.
Very hard. And you'll have to forgive me. You know, drawing a blank was a reference to our former theater foe. But, you know, I'm sorry. Had to do that.
Very good.
I didn't want to acknowledge him yet.
The job that Urban Meyer did last year, Seminole Bill, was just incredible.
Yeah, you have to give him his due. Listen, all kidding aside, he's one of those coaches, and if he's out there, you want that coach on your team. Yes, does he bring sometimes some interesting characters on the team? Absolutely. And he doesn't seem to have a problem with that. I mean, he tells you he's going to coach the right way, and then, you know, he just gets the most out of his kids, no doubt about it. One of the top coaches at getting the most out of the talent he has, no doubt.
I agree 100%. Number 1 is Nick Saban with 4 national championships. Now, in my opinion, right now, I would put Meyer number 1, Saban number 2, and Jimbo number 3 for the top college football coaches. That would be my ranking based on what they have done recently, you know, and then based on what we're looking for them to do into
the future. And that would be my ranking. I think Meyer's better than Saban. Let's be honest. Meyer just kicked his butt in the playoff. I mean, nobody in the right mind thought Ohio State was going to be at Alabama with a third-string quarterback, but they did,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know Saban has better talent. I mean, because if you go based on recruiting rankings, Meyer has the closest team to Alabama on the recruiting trail is Florida State, easily. And it's not Ohio State, so... Ohio State's only going to get better and better with Urban Meyer, and they will be probably, most likely, the number one preseason college football team.
Right.
Because no matter who the quarterback is, and they have so many guys coming back and so many guys that were young, they're preseason number one with, I think, TCU being number two. And then, you know, we go from there. But so there's the college football race. So that's always a lot of fun, right, Somerville?
Oh, you got to enjoy that stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Which... It's not much of a transition, but before we start running out of time, I did want to get to fantasy sports. I know I'm really switching gears on everybody here. We go from this college football poll ranking to fantasy sports. But just with all the talk that baseball cranking up, even though it's I'm sure football, agree or disagree, Billy, probably football is the biggest fantasy sport that people play.
Yeah, okay. I would think so. During the season, you can't go anywhere without seeing that goal line. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, because it is basically once, twice, really a week, as opposed to baseball being every day, you know, and basketball every day, and who cares about hockey. But here's what I don't understand. Maybe you could educate me, some of them. Maybe you could enlighten me. Maybe you could show me the light when it comes to fantasy
sports.
I'll
do my best.
Okay, excellent. That's what I come to you for, wizardly advice. And my question is, so many people play fantasy sports. So many of them are real sports fans, like us, like our audience out there. So let me give you an example. Maybe I am let's take the NFL, and I am a diehard Buccaneer fan, right? Love the Bucs. Okay?
Right.
You live and die with them every week. Oh, my gosh, you're sick if they lose. You're thrilled to death if they win. You love the players on the team. All right, how can you play fantasy football unless you pick your team and all you pick are like Buccaneer players? But if you're like that, and for the most part, you don't really like anybody else, so you're a diehard Buccaneer fan, how do you play fantasy sports if you know, you're picking and you got players on other teams that are in your division or that is going up against you? You know, if your main guy is Tom Brady as your quarterback and the Patriots are playing the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers' defense isn't that good, and you have to, I'm assuming you would have to play Tom Brady as your quarterback, right? I mean, he's your quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, you can't win your league or your week or something, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So if you're a Buccaneer fan, you're going to be rooting that Tom Brady has fantastic stats, because if he doesn't, you're going to lose that week. How can you do that if you're a diehard fan of a team? I couldn't do that.
This is the paradox of sports fans. It is called fantasy football. You remember, maybe you're too young, there was an old show one time called Fantasy Island, right? You get whatever you want. And in fantasy football, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the best team that you could possibly put together. Now, does it cause some problems for you rooting? Absolutely. Man, I mean, I've only played here and there. And, you know, I think it's fun, you know, a time or two. But I had some of a similar problem. I mean, how do you root for guys? You got to put a great team together to have a chance to win your league in fantasy football. But how
Let me cut you off some of that. Hold your thought, because we've got to go to break. But hold your thought. We're going to get it on the other side. Plus, we also, right, Somerville, we have our water check, our fitness tip, and a Walking Dead season finale recap. All that coming up. Don't go anywhere, my good friends, right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show, the Walking Dead music. Boy, it's sad because we're not going to have that after this week. We're not going to have it because the season finale, it's over with. Well, let's real quick thank our friends over at Fraud Protection Network. Let them protect your identity today. They help power the Mark Lloyd Show, which we do appreciate. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Someone will be able to visit their website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, your thought before we get to our fitness tip in our water check. What was your closing thought before I cut you off?
I was just going to say that, you know, maybe the paradox there is that, you know, if your team you root for is really bad, at least you have an opportunity to root for something. Because, man, it's hard for me to do that.
I love that spin just then. Bill, in your next life, become a politician. That was great. At least you have something to root for. That's fantastic. Oh, wow. Good closing thought. What a way to close out the fantasy sports with a fantasy idea. All right, let's do a water check. Each and every week here, we know how important it is to drink lots of water. We want everybody to be healthy, especially out there in our audience. So we do a quick water check around the table. I am at 71 ounces, so not as good as last week, but I'm still on track. I'm going to have a great day. I'll hit my 120 to 128 ounces on the day. Someone, Bill, where are you coming in at?
I'm 10 shorty. I'm at 61.
61. So another strong week by Seminole Bill. And you know what? I can't remember if last week he disappointed us or he surprised us. Tell us, Eric, what are you at?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I surprised you with 5th. Last week I was at 34, and this week I'm at 34.
You're at 34 again? Hey, Seminole Bill.
Well,
if Eric was a college football coach, then, you know, he'd be like a top 25 guy now with consistency, right?
He's good at that, yeah. I like what I'm hearing. It boosted that up just a little bit. He'd be really in the very good column.
Yeah. Right now you're like a 2-star recruit, so we need to get you as a 3-, 4-, 5-star recruit.
But, that blue chip's got to come up a little bit.
That 34, though, I found this flavored water. It's pretty good.
Flavored water? Does that count?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to look at the ingredients, and I'm not there. So, but he had this. At least he's honest, Seminole Bill. So I don't know what
to say.
At
least he's getting some water in his tank.
He's putting some water in his tank. Very good. All right, our fitness tip. Like we said, we want everybody to be healthy out there. So we throw a quick fitness tip out there. This is from Everyday Health, and it's about nutrition. And it's interesting because my wife and I do this. It's pay attention to serving sizes. And it might sound crazy, but I weigh some of my food sometimes. If I have a structured environment, I do have a scale. I can weigh so I know I'm only eating, you know, 5 or 6 ounces. But, you know, we all eat out, and I like to eat out too. But one thing that my wife and I do is we like to split a meal now. And the reason I split the meal is because I feel great after eating half of what I normally probably would. Now, it's something healthy. I'm not eating, you know, bacon the whole time. But even if you order like a chicken dish, we usually split it, and it's kind of twofold. But you know what's really great about that, Seminole Bill, is that, A, I feel wonderful because I ate enough, and two, it cuts down on the cost of eating out, which is nice.
I was just going to say, that's a thrifty way to have a good date.
Yes, and I feel great, though. I'm not all bloated because that's my problem is I can't stop eating. So you put 8 ounces in front of me, it's gone. If you put 20 ounces in front of me, I'm going to give it a go, and then I'm going to be miserable the rest of the night.
You're like the dog in the dish, whatever's in the dish?
Yeah, very good. Absolutely. Sunday, listen, Sunday night's my cheat night, or Sunday kind of, even though it should just be Sunday night. But Sunday I kind of eat, you know, I go off the wagon and I enjoy myself all day. And always, you know, Sunday night, man, if it's a pizza night, listen, brother, I'm eating as many pieces as I can, and I can suck it down. If it's a burger night, I'm cooking 2 or 3 burgers on the grill. You know, it's just, so it's not healthy on those days. Okay, well, but you know what is healthy? You know what is healthy?
The Walking Dead.
That's right. Very good. There's not a lot of healthy people on the show.
No.
Because a lot of them are dead.
They're a little thin.
Wow. What, you know what? Agree or disagree, guys? The Walking Dead, the reason it is so good is because they always keep you guessing. And here's what I mean, is that on the season finale, they didn't do what a lot of people, I think, out there, and the rumors were flying, what we thought was going to happen, that they're behind these walls, that there is going to be an attack by a gang out there with the W on their head. So they're going to have a battle. Or somebody big on the show was going to die, you know, as a season finale. They didn't do any of that yet. Yet, they made the finale so awesome. We learn about the W people. Morgan is back in the mix. Rick proves to them and has a great speech when he kills the walkers that got inside, you know, the area. And then the priest, what's his name again? What's the priest's name? Gabriel, right?
Gabriel, that's right.
Gabriel, you know, where he goes from you hating him to he's just messed up to them praying. And it had so many different twists and turns and great scenes that I just thought it was fantastic. The only thing I'm disappointed in is that I know that, one, it goes on hiatus for a while. I think it doesn't come back till October. And number two, I wish every one of their shows was an hour and a half long. Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, that was good.
But hey, good news is I was completely right about what I was telling you about. I was even completely right about the name of the show, about Fear the Walking Dead that comes on this summer.
Oh, that's right. You're talking about the prequel, the other show, right?
Yes, the prequel. It comes on this summer, and I was right.
I'm in the middle of talking about the finale, and you bring up the Fear of Walking Dead. I want to know, Terminus, Eric, what did you think of the finale?
The finale was definitely unexpected. I mean, I was just like everybody else spreading all the rumors. Abraham, I know, spread some rumors about, you know, you're not going to expect what happens. I know Daryl said to bring tissues for the finale, and I definitely was expecting, like, some major character to die or something like that, but it wasn't anything like that.
It's just great writing, great acting, kept us on the edge of our seat. 20 million people tuned in. Criminal Bill, that's a lot of people tuning in to a cable show, and I'm pretty sure out of the top 20 cable shows, excluding football, football doesn't fall into that. Well, maybe they do because of ESPN, that's cable. But they are like, they have 16 of the top 20. It's some kind of crazy stat. That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a money-making machine right there. They're doing a great job. And you know what? If I was a sponsor on that show, you got to be loving it.
Well, yeah, they charge. They're the highest charging advertiser out there of any show other than the NFL. They get $335,000 for a 60-second commercial, which is higher than Modern Family, which is higher than Big Bang Theory. I was just reading this about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But, you guys, you know what? Since the season finale is over for The Walking Dead.
What now? What now?
Well, what now? April 12th is what now.
I know what you're going to say.
Bill. It's DOT, Game of Thrones, right around the corner. Yes, and it was cool, too, because I know we got to end the show, but Rolling Stones crossed that, as I mentioned at the beginning, and I'm looking at it, and it was just so intriguing reading the top 20 or 25 or something like that episodes ever of the Game of Thrones. And I'm literally agreeing and disagreeing, going, no, are you kidding me? How could that? You know, they didn't have the Red Wedding at number 2. Number 1 was the Battle of Blackwater, which was awesome. That big battle, and they blew up all the ships. That was really cool. But not to have the Red Wedding, probably one of the most shocking TV moments that I've ever seen. It was truly incredible when you whack and kill off 2 or 3 of your major stars on your show all at once. So we have that to look forward to. All right, Simon Bill, another fantastic show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, and you be safe. Terminus Eric, thank you for holding down the HQ up there in Tallahassee. I'm Mark Lloyd, and we want to thank all of you guys out there for listening to the show as you do each and every week. We do appreciate it, and we'll see you next week right here on The Mark Lloyd Show. Take care, everybody. We'll be right back.